Matthew chapter 12. At that time, Jesus went through the cornfields on a Sabbath day, and his disciples were hungry, and they began to pluck ears of corn and eat them. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing something which it is not permitted to do on a Sabbath." However, he said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and those with him were hungry? How he went into the house of God and ate the showbread loaves, which were not permitted for him, or those with him, to eat, except for the priests alone? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath days the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath, yet are guiltless? But I say to you, that there is something greater than the temple here. And if you had known what 'I desire mercy and not sacrifice' means, you would not have condemned the innocent, for the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." Then, moving on from there, he came to their synagogue, and it so happened that there was a man with a withered hand, and they questioned him and asked, "Is it permitted to heal on a Sabbath?" in order to accuse him. But he said to them, "What man is there among you who has a sheep, and if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, he will not get hold of it and lift it out? Well then, how much more a man is worth than a sheep? So it is permitted to do good on Sabbaths." Then he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." So he stretched it out, and it was restored as sound as the other one. But the Pharisees went away and held a council against him, plotting how they might destroy him. However, Jesus, being aware of it, withdrew from there, and large crowds followed him, and he healed them all. And he charged them not to make him publicly known, in order that which was spoken through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, where he says, "Behold my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, with whom my being is very pleased. I will put my spirit on him, and he will announce judgment to the Gentiles. He will not strive or shout, nor will anyone in the streets hear his voice. He will not break a buckled reed, nor extinguish a smouldering wick, until he brings judgment to a victory. And the Gentiles will set their hope in his name." Then a blind and mute man, possessed by a demon, was brought to him, and he healed him, so the blind and mute man could both speak and see. And all the crowds were amazed and said, "Isn't this the son of David?" But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, "This man does not cast out demons except by Beelzebul, the ruler of the demons." But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said to them, "Every kingdom which is divided against itself is reduced to desolation, and no city or household which is divided against itself will stand. And if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? And if I cast out the demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your people cast them out? On account of this, they themselves will be judges over you. But if I cast the demons out by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can anyone go into a strong man's house and plunder his belongings if he does not first bind the strong man, so that then he can plunder his house? He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. On account of this, I say to you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men, but blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven men. And whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in the present age or in the one to come. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree rotten and its fruit rotten. For by the fruit the tree is known. You offspring of vipers, how can you speak good things when you are evil? For the mouth speaks from the overflow of the heart. A good man brings out good things from his good treasure, and an evil man brings out evil things from his evil treasure. But I say to you that for every idle word which men may speak, they will give an account of it on the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Then some of the scribes and Pharisees answered and said, Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you. But he answered and said to them, An evil and adulterous generation seeks a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah the prophet. For as Jonah was in the stomach of the whale for 3 days and 3 nights, so the Son of Man will be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and 3 nights. The Ninevite men will rise in the judgment with this generation and will condemn it, because they repented at Jonah's preaching, and behold, something greater than Jonah is here. The Queen of the South will rise in the judgment with this generation and will condemn it, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, something greater than Solomon is here. And whenever an unclean spirit comes out of a man, it passes through arid places, seeking rest, but it does not find it. Then it says, I will go back to my house, from where I came out. And when it has gone back, it finds it unoccupied, and swept clean, and tidied up. Then it goes out, and takes 7 other spirits more evil than itself with it. And when they have entered, they live there, and the last condition of that man becomes worse than the first. So it will be with this evil generation as well. And while he was still speaking to the crowds, it so happened that his mother and his brothers were standing outside, wanting to speak to him. Then someone said to him, Look, your mother and your brothers are standing outside, wanting to speak to you. But he answered and said to him who had spoken to him, Who is my mother, and who are my brothers? And stretching out his hand to his disciples, he said, Behold my mother and my brothers, for it is whoever does the will of my Father in the heavens, who is my brother and sister and mother.